Right, so what kind of things do we actually deal with in the court? Right, so the adult court is the main court of the day, and that deals with all offenders over the age of 18. And this is the day-to-day bread and butter business of the court: theft, criminal damage, burglary, traffic, lots and lots of traffic. I sometimes wonder, you know, what the magistrates used to do in the days before the motor car was invented, because there seem to be a lot of offences, minor offences, dealing with the motor car. For example, speeding offences that are beyond the remit of simply an ordinary ticket. If you're travelling just a few miles an hour over the legal limit, then probably you simply receive a ticket in the post, you pay your fine, and that's the end of it. But if you're travelling, say, at 65 miles an hour when the legal limit is 30, then probably you will not be issued with a ticket. You will be told to come to court. And there are various possibilities then. You may have your licence taken away. If your driving is really absolutely unacceptable, then you could even be imprisoned. But that would have to come to the court. So those are the kinds of things that we are dealing with. The youth court deals with exactly the same range of offences, but as the name implies, that is specifically for offenders who are below the age of 18. And the setup there is very slightly different, in that the whole atmosphere is less formal than in the adult court. I should say that in the adult court, we do not wear the wig and the gowns and so on. In fact, we wear exactly what I'm wearing today. So it's formal dress, but none of the various special uniforms that people wear in the Crown Court or perhaps in other parts of the world. The family court I've touched on very briefly. As I say, that is not a criminal court. We're not dealing with criminal offences. Fine enforcement, there's a special court that deals with people who have not paid their fines. One of the penalties that we use very often, one of the sentences that we issue, is to ask people to order people to pay a fine. And astonishingly, there are some people who do not pay that fine when they've been told to. And if they don't, then eventually they are brought back to a fines court, which will find out why they haven't paid and do something about it. Ultimately, if they still refuse to pay, there is the power to send those people to prison. But I have to say that that is not used very often. Sometimes we use the option of what's called a suspended prison sentence. So we say, either you pay or you will go to prison. And that has quite a salutary effect. Very often people suddenly miraculously find that they can pay after all to avoid going to prison. Licensing, this is about to change. Any premises that serve alcohol or that deal with gambling of any kind have to have a license in this country. And until very recently, until last month, in fact, that was dealt with by the magistrates. But that has now been removed from the magistrates and placed in the hands of the local authority. So we are no longer dealing with that. Right. So, one further thing I should say, actually, which is not mentioned on that, is that we also deal with questions of bail. So anybody who is arrested has the right, before their case is heard, to be released and to live their normal life until their case comes to court. However, in certain cases, there is a concern about allowing them to do that. So, for example, in the case of somebody who has committed a murder, it is unlikely that the police will be happy for them to go back to their own home and carry on with their own job while they're waiting for the case to come to trial. And so that case will come to the magistrates' court, and we must make the decision: do we allow that person bail, in other words, to be free until the case comes to trial, or do we remand them in custody, put them in prison until the case comes to trial? And that is a decision that we must make based on the risk that we think is involved. It's by no means always the case that we require somebody to stay in custody if the crime is severe enough. We must have a particular reason for remanding them in custody, because there is a right to be free unless you think that there will be a danger either to the community or a danger that the person will run away and not come back again. But that is a decision that is also made by the magistrates. Right. I'm going to deal first of all then with what happens if you plead guilty.